Welcome to the deep dive. I have to say, I'm always genuinely fascinated by how a simple change, seemingly simple anyway, like where we buy things, how that can just completely rewire an entire market. It's quite something. Today, we're going to unpack a really crucial insight. It comes from our source titled Online Retailers Drive Self-Defense Product Sales. Now, the core statement is pretty direct. Online retailers shape self-defense product sales. And, you might hear that and think, well, yeah, obviously, everything's online now. But what this deep dive really gets into is how this shift, this move to online platforms, well, it isn't just about making things easier to buy. It seems to fundamentally change what kind of self-defense products are actually being sold, and also who is buying them, maybe even how people think about self-defense altogether. Okay, so let's unpack this.
Yeah, it's a really significant observation, isn't it? I mean, online retail, it's obviously had this massive, broad, transformative impact. We see it everywhere across countless industries. But focusing it like this, on this specific statement, it really highlights just how powerful distribution channels can be, how they actively, define a market. They don't just serve the existing one.
Right, they're not passive conduits, they're shaping forces.
Exactly. We're talking about much more than just like a new shop window. It's the algorithm suggesting things. It's the ability to browse, maybe anonymously.
Anonymity.
The user reviews, that social proof aspect, and just the sheer breadth of products, niche items that probably couldn't even survive really in a
Yeah.
traditional brick and mortar store.
Because the shelf space is limited, the local demand might be small.
Precisely. So those factors, the algorithms, anonymity reviews, the huge selection, those are the forces that are really shaping the nature of these sales. It's quite profound when you think about it.
So we've just sort of peeled back some layers there on how profoundly these online platforms have influenced things, influenced what consumers are buying, how they're buying it, specifically here in the self-defense product area. You mentioned discretion, anonymity. That's huge. And
Absolutely.
enabling discovery too, finding things that were maybe once super niche or hard to locate.
Yeah, obscure even.
We've seen how this whole digital landscape, it's created new ways maybe to get educated on products, compare them.
Definitely. Comparison shopping is much easier. Access to information, reviews.
Right, fostering maybe a different kind of buyer, someone who feels more informed, perhaps.
Potentially, yes. Though the quality of information varies, of course.
True, true. Okay, so stepping back a bit, what does all this mean more broadly? How might other industries be getting reshaped, maybe in similar ways, by this shift to online retail?
That's the really interesting question, isn't it? What's truly fascinating here, as we've sort of explored, is how these shifts, these changes in how we buy things, like moving online. It isn't just about, oh, it's more convenient or there's more choice, though that's part of it.
Right, that's the surface level.
Exactly. It can fundamentally alter the whole landscape of a product category by changing how consumers behave, what they trust.
Like those online reviews we mentioned.
Precisely. Or even what's considered, acceptable or normal to purchase. Maybe things people wouldn't have felt comfortable buying in person.
That's a subtle but powerful shift.
It really is. And so this raises, I think, quite an important question for all of us to consider. What other shifts in how we access and buy things? Maybe things we don't even notice day to day might be subtly, yet profoundly, reshaping markets. Markets we've always just taken for granted, perhaps even encouraging us, nudging us towards considering products or services we never, ever would have thought about before.